Welcome to Arizona Edition. I'm Lou Gumm. Today we'll explore the debate around residential solar and net metering. Some say a proposal by Arizona Public Service could negatively impact the state's blossoming solar industry. That's coming up in the second part of the show. But first, in our continuing reports on Yuma City elections, KAWC's Kim Johnson takes a marathon run through the candidates for city council and municipal judge.
It's less than a week now until the August 27th city primary election. Last week, we heard from the two principal candidates for mayor. Today, we take on a big task, presenting the 8 city council candidates in the race for the 3 open council seats and the 2 men seeking to be municipal court judge. We'll start with the race for council and the lone incumbent in the race, Paul Johnson. The retired Border Patrolman is seeking a 4th term. He tells us why he's running again.
I enjoy working to help make the community a better place to live. And I really think we need to run this place as efficiently as we can to control costs.
Additionally, the incumbent councilman says it's important to have someone on the council who has a knowledge of council history.
There are street projects that have been in the mill for 20 years that they haven't turned the first shovel full of dirt on. Voters were promised it would be done within 5 years, and they haven't started on it yet. I feel a commitment was made by the city, and somebody needs to hold the city's feet to the fire.
Councilman Johnson says he believes making the city better is why he wants to be reelected. He cites the example of retention basins, which he first became interested in as a member of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
They used to put them as deep as they could and build a 6-foot cinder block wall around them. We got the city to change the standards, and now you can drive through the newer subdivisions, and they've got these little retention basins that are landscaped, and they act as neighborhood parks.
Continuing alphabetically among the council candidates, the Marine Corps brought Lucas Aplinalp to Yuma. He stayed. He's raising a family. He says he's gotten in the race to help get the city council back on track and to keep it there.
In any discussion and any kind of issue that comes up with council, you've got multiple people there with multiple opinions. They're going to have their own thing. Sometimes some words get thrown around. You got to be able to come back and get to work. After that, you can't harp on that.
With unemployment in our area oftentimes at or above 30%, all the council candidates agree getting more jobs is a key issue. But Aplinalp says it's not quite that simple.
The issue with jobs is, what can council do to create jobs? Government does not create jobs, but government creates the atmosphere that allows people to make jobs.
And he believes he can be a leader in changing that atmosphere. He also believes he can change the atmosphere when it comes to crime by supporting the Yuma Police Department's emphasis on a proactive approach to crime prevention.
We're going to expand that by giving them more patrol officers to be able to fill their shifts so they can focus more on being proactive. Our police force is amazing. They're smart. They're motivated. They're ready to go after and create a safer community, but we need to give them the resources.
Bill Kraft also came to Yuma as a Marine and stayed to raise a family. The business banker says his decision to run for council has been a long time coming.
I lived here for 30 years. I'm on a couple of different boards. I'm the current president of the Sunrise Rotary. I'm involved with a lot of different things around the city. And honestly, just watching Channel 73 at night and just kind of getting embarrassed in the way it was headed, it was just time to step in.
Like the other candidates, Kraft believes that new jobs are vital for Yuma. But not just any kind of jobs.
Maybe they hurt us environmentally. Maybe we don't want that here. But when we do, we find out where we stand, and let's bring in the good ones, and let's build our city that way.
And as a banker, Kraft says the way the city spends taxpayer money is among the top issues he sees in the campaign.
We're not like the federal government. We can't print money when we run out. So we have to know, all right, here's our income, so what are our expenses? And we have to be able to basically choose wisely.
Gary Knight has been a longtime business owner in Yuma. Now retired, he wants to bring his expertise to the council to help run the city more like a business.
I just been a little upset with some of the things that have been going on at the city council, spending money that I didn't feel like they should be spending for things that I didn't think we had a chance of receiving anything back on.
Knight sees the city's economy as the key issue in the campaign.
I think growing Yuma's economy, and of course growing the economy, creates jobs, and I think the city needs to concentrate on that primarily. Although there are other issues, at the present time I think that's the most important one.
The retired businessman believes that the council needs more people with business experience especially at this time.
I think we need people with that perspective so that they know better what needs to be done to grow the economy and create jobs. Government doesn't create jobs, but they can certainly stifle job creation. On the other hand, they can make an environment where job creation is much easier.
Jacob Miller says he entered the race for city council to help make Yuma more business friendly. In his work in the construction industry, Miller says he's seen the need for change.
Lowering the fees to enable us to attract new business to the city and lowering those fees are going to increase our sales tax revenue, and that sales tax revenue is going to offset those fees.
Miller says making Yuma more business friendly will also help bring new jobs. He says unemployment is a key issue, but he doesn't think we're quite as bad off as the statistics might suggest.
The high unemployment rate within the city is kind of skewed because of the agriculture industry, and so it's not as high as everybody thinks that it is, but it still is high.
And Miller says if he's elected, he'll push hard to help the entities that work to get people employed so that we're ready for more employment coming here as the city becomes more business friendly.
Working with job creating companies, Goodwill and YPIC, to enable them to be ready when these new businesses come in to take those jobs and to increase the sales for those companies, which again will increase the sales tax for Yuma.
Keith Barcells is a retired art teacher with more than 20 years experience in Yuma Elementary School District Number 1. He says he entered the race because of the fractured nature of the current city council.
The disorganization and the infighting, I just looked at it and thought, they're not getting anything accomplished with all this. I don't go for that kind of stuff, and I thought, you know, I can do a better job than some of those guys that do nothing but fight. I long for the old days when politicians would get up there and they'd argue in the city council thing, and then they'd be friends afterwards, and that seems to have gone on the wayside, so that's pretty much why I jumped in.
If elected, Parcells says he'll work hard to get the council going in the same direction for the good of the city.
It takes a consensus of everybody, at least a majority, to get anything done. I'm not going to get up there and rant and rave and it's my way or the highway. But an old sage one time said, it's when they pass stuff is when they're in trouble. Sometimes they should just kind of sit back and just let things alone for a while, let it sort itself out.
Parcells says since he's retired, he'll have time to hold office hours at City Hall as well as at a favorite local coffee shop. But he'll be ready and willing to talk to anyone, almost anywhere, almost any time.
If they see me and if I'm in Walmart or if I'm over in Lowe's, hey, I got a problem. And I'll say, hey, what is it? You know, pull out my little notebook and make a note of it.
Daniel Sanchez is among several candidates making their first bid for public office in this election. Sanchez says he's entered the race to help the council work toward a common vision for the city. But he says that doesn't necessarily mean that the common vision will be achieved in a traditional way.
I've always been a firm believer that just because it's always been done that way doesn't mean that's the right way. We need someone who can come in and question things. Why is it done this way? And I know it makes some people uncomfortable because they're very used to saying, well, that's the way it's always been done. It's a different economy. We need to think differently. And really, innovation is going to be the key.
Sanchez says he believes in transparent government, fiscal responsibility, and being business friendly to bring in new jobs. But he says the voters need to carefully study before they make their ballot choice.
If you continue to elect the same kind of people promising the same kind of things, you're going to get the exact same result. Whoever you do elect, please look closely at what their principles are and really how they live their lives, because it's easy to say the right thing. It's a whole nother thing to do the right thing and to lead by example.
Sanchez says he brings new ideas in the search for new jobs. He says his employment with workforce development gives him an added perspective on the difficulties that job seekers face in our economy. He says he hopes his new ideas, different perspectives, and his youth, he's 28, will help bring more younger voters to the polls.
A lot of times our younger voters feel they have no voice at all, because if you look at every elected official, no one is from their age group. I want them to know that their voice will be heard, and it's time for us to rise up. We have to be a part of the community we live in. Otherwise, we have no right to complain when things don't go the way they should.
Gary Wright has held office before, serving a term on the Yuma Elementary School District Governing Board. He says that experience will help guide him as a city council member.
All my decisions when I was on the school board were student-based. As a councilman, every one of my decisions shall be a community-based decision that supports common-sense decisions in the areas of employment, supporting our local businesses, and building a community that is attractive and prosperous.
Wright says he got into the race for council because the city does not have what he calls good economic health.
Unemployment is not good economic health. Our high crime rate is not good economic health. Loss of sales revenues for local businesses is not good economic health. Yuma has the highest food insecurity rate in the state, with 27% of its population not knowing where the next meal is going to come from. That's not good economic health.
Wright says one way to return to good economic health is to change the way the city budgets its spending.
The foundation of any successful business is a successful budget. I believe in a priority-based budget that aligns itself to the goals and objectives of the citizens of this community.
Turning to the race for municipal court judge, two people are in the running, James Coyle from the Yuma County Attorney's Office and Yuma Attorney Dale Wren. Coyle says he entered the race because it's time and because his prosecutorial experience has prepared him for the job.
Judges administer justice, so the public is going to want to have faith in those people entrusted with that job. It's also important that he has supervisory ability, because he's not only carrying his own caseload, but he's making certain that the other judges working in that courthouse are doing right by the citizens as well.
Duties that Coyle again says his Yuma County attorney's experience has prepared him for. Coyle adds that his 24 years in the attorney's office has shown him that there are a number of different types of criminals who should be dealt with appropriately.
In municipal court, you get to affect people at the very beginning of their, if you want to call it, criminal career. I feel that my wide range of prosecutorial experiences have given me the experience to be able to judge each case individually and give me the ability to give firm and resolute sentences that are fair.
Yuma Attorney Dale Wren also touts his experience as his key qualification for the municipal court judgeship. He says he has more experience throughout the legal system.
I've practiced law here in Yuma for 22 years. I came to Yuma with the Attorney General's office. Back when I was in law school, I interned in a prosecutor's office, so I have that experience. When I came to Yuma, I started doing criminal defense and then eased into the civil side. I've represented victims. I've represented criminal defendants. I represented people who have sued people and people who have been sued.
Wren says it's the people experience that makes the difference.
My practice has been dealing with people. As a county attorney, they don't deal with people. They represent the state.
Any candidate who receives 50% plus one vote of the total vote cast in the primary is the winner. However, if there are no primary winners, there will be two candidates for each open office in the November general election. The mayor, three city council seats, and the judgeship will be decided in the primary and or the general election. For KAWC's Arizona Edition, I'm Kim Johnson.
Coming up after a short break, what is net metering, and why do both conservatives and liberals like it? I'm Lou Gumm. Back in a minute. This is Arizona Edition.